This is World Update with me, Peter Dobby. Good morning. Still to come, EU politicians go into a big huddle today over that Irish no vote on the treaty. What's not to understand about no? Remembering frontline journalists, the unsung heroes of true democracy. And the world says goodbye to a jazz champion. Esbjorn Svensson Trio has died at the age of just 44. First, the very latest BBC World News.
BBC News with Gerry Smith. Foreign ministers from the European Union are meeting to work out what to do after Irish voters rejected the latest reform treaty in a referendum last week. Those opposed to the Lisbon Treaty say it must now be dropped, but most EU governments have said countries that have yet to ratify the document should continue to do so. The Bolivian president Evo Morales has urged European Union leaders to drop what he called draconian new rules on immigration. Mr. Morales said the EU is a magnet for migrants because of its image of prosperity and freedom. President Bush, on the second day of his official visit to London, is having talks with the Prime Minister Gordon Brown. Mr. Bush was expected to continue seeking European support for new sanctions against Iran if it fails to halt its uranium enrichment programme. The Africa Commission, set up with the aim of ending poverty in Africa, says the world's richest nations and African countries have both failed to fulfil promises that they made 3 years ago. It says rich countries have not substantially increased their aid budgets, while Africa has failed to end its cycle of coups, crises and corruption. A suicide bomber has killed 12 Sri Lankan police officers in the northern town of Avunya. The motorcyclist blew himself up in front of a police station. China and Japan are reported to have reached agreement on sharing gas reserves in disputed waters, another step in their fast-improving relations. Japanese media say an official announcement could come this week. Police in Iran have begun a new campaign against Western-style clothing and hairstyles, demanding to know where people bought such clothes or had their hair done. Women are being arrested if their headscarves don't fully cover their hair, and men stopped for inappropriate hairstyles. And Britain has warned its nationals that there's a high threat from terrorism in the United Arab Emirates. BBC News.
You're listening to World Update, coming to you in the World Service of the BBC. It's 28 minutes to the hour. I'm Peter Dobby. Good morning. Here in the European Union, what's the meaning of the word no? The Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary says...
used as a function word to express the negative of an alternative choice or possibility. Shall we go out to dinner? No. Used in comparisons. You're no better than the rest of us. Not so. Used to express negation, dissent, denial or refusal. No. Used as a function word to emphasise a following negative or to introduce a more emphatic, explicit or comprehensive statement. It's a big... no.
So, no means no. Well, behind the scenes, recriminations, soul-searching and barely concealed anger. Those are just a few of the reactions from EU governments after the Irish decision to reject the EU's Lisbon Treaty, derailing their plans for reform of the bloc's decision-making process. EU foreign ministers meet today to decide what and where to go next. Many countries want to carry on ratifying the treaty, but a no vote in one member state... here, Ireland, prevents it from coming into force anywhere. Earlier, I spoke to Joseph Hennan, spokesman for Institutional Relations and Communications at the European Commission. Spokesman, in other words. Why can't the EU accept a no as a no?
It's a treaty that was negotiated and signed by 27 countries. So for the time being, the leaders of those countries have decided to think about the result of the Irish referendum for a few days and then to discuss it at the European Council at the end of the week.
And when you talk about taking a few days to think things through, does that actually mean the European Union just keeps on going until it gets the answer it wants?
We have to leave that to the leaders of the various countries that are member states of the EU to decide. The reasons for this treaty haven't gone away yet. They need to look to see whether some of them should still ratify it or whether there is some other solution.
That sounds a little bit like diplomatic chaff. I'll ask you the question again. Does the EU now keep on going until it gets the answer it wants?
That will be for the council leaders to decide on Thursday and Friday.
So I'll take that as a yes.
The EU is made up of 27 sovereign states. Each of them have negotiated and drafted a treaty, which all of them have signed. I think they'll need to reflect on what the implications are of the Irish vote.
if the Irish had voted yes, the EU wouldn't be suggesting all this angst, all this soul-searching. You'd be sending up the fireworks, waving the flags and going, woohoo, we've got what we wanted.
Ireland was one out of 19 countries that has treated the issue so far. I mean, there's been 18 ratifications through the parliamentary process. And the first one that has said no is the Irish, which has sparked what we're seeing this week.
I have to say, Mr. Hennan, I do consistently find it surprising that talking to people from either the European Union or the Commission, I interview people like yourself, and I mean this with all due respect, I really do, and yet you are not doing the same interview as me. I'm asking you a simple question, why the EU cannot accept a no as a no. And if you play by your own rules, you don't bamboozle the voters, and unless all member states say yes, the treaty is a non-starter. Why not just give it the last rites and then move on?
Well, you're asking a spokesperson from the Commission for a start. I mean, the Commission wasn't involved in drafting the treaty, and it wasn't involved in signing the treaty or negotiating the treaty. So these are questions.